Billericay Cine is a not-for-profit community cinema run entirely by volunteers. They keep films affordable for the local community, offering a wide range designed to appeal to all. Joining me now to tell us all about it is Adam Adshead, chairman of Billericay Cine. Hi, Adam.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon. I obviously haven't got the brain in gear because...
Well, we've just been doing a geography lesson.
Yes. At the top of the show, I made a little mistake. I called it Brentwood...
Community cinema.
Yeah. Didn't I? But I don't think there is a Brentwood Community Cinema. It's Billericay.
That's the one, Billericay.
Yes. Okay. Now, Adam, the internet's a wonderful thing. Before we go on to talk about the Billericay Cine, I'd like to find out a bit about you. And from what I've seen online, you seem to wear an awful lot of hats in the local community.
Yeah, it does get a bit complicated at times, I must admit.
I'm sure. Now, I've got a list here. You're chairman of the IT Working Party for Billericay Town Council, chairman Communications Working Party, Billericay Town Council, chairman Finance and General Purposes Committee, Billericay Town Council, chairman of Billericay Cine, the Billericay Community Cinema. You're a councillor for Billericay Town Council, and... you're retired. I don't believe that. You're also a saxophone student, a gardener, and a wannabe chef. Now, we could devote an hour just to talk about all these things that you do. But so you retired from being an IT expert, I believe, didn't
you? Yeah, I mean, I was in a very, very fortunate position. Having worked abroad for a few years, we came back, and my wife and I thought, let's give this a go, not working for a while. And you change your lifestyle, but we are very lucky, it has to be said. But it's meant that I can do lots of different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, for example, the town council is one of those things that I've really enjoyed doing. We've been there about just over 2 years, I think, now.
Right.
And it's great fun actually being able to do something for the town itself.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you've got Essex County Council and... excuse me, Basildon, it's all about big money and services. With the town council, it's about hanging gardens and doing things for the town that actually prettify and beautify the place, and providing a nice environment.
Yeah, and it is a nice environment. You know, you do your job well, I think, from what I've seen. I've only lived in Billericay for a year, but it's lovely. It's, you know, the decorations and everything. Anyway, we'll come on to that later, because the town council's got an event on Sunday, and we're going to talk about that tagged on the end of this. But let's talk about Billericay Cine. Now, how did this all start?
It started back in May last year. Essex County Council wanted to find ways of better using the facilities in the library.
Yep.
And they invited a lot of people to come with ideas. And really, the idea of the cinema came out of that. We thought, let's have a community cinema. And then went away and tried to work out, well, what exactly that meant.
Yeah.
But a lot of research, and we were very fortunate getting funding from Essex County Council and Billericay Town Council, and then subsequently Basildon Borough Council, to buy a lot of equipment. And then we've put our first show on in September last year, so we've been going just over a year in terms of shows.
Great stuff. So what has the attendance been like? Have you had full houses? Or?
It varies depending upon the film. I mean, the great thing about the way we operate is that we don't need full houses all of the time. So for the adult shows, we might get anywhere between 20 sometimes, all the way through to 60.
Excellent.
For the kids' shows, they are averaging around 50 on a Sunday afternoon.
That's
so
brilliant. Really good, yeah. I mean, from what I've seen, an evening at Billericay Cine is not just about watching a good film, it's a whole experience. Can you give us an idea what a typical night's entertainment is like at the cinema?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things about community cinemas is that they differentiate themselves from the multiplexes by doing what's called immersive cinema.
Okay.
And it's essentially taking the cinema out of the screen. So you develop little themes, little aspects of the film. So for example, when we did Casablanca, we had Rick's Cafe American with a cocktail bar.
Right.
When we did Beetlejuice a couple of weeks ago, some wonderful people on the team created some tombstones. We had some smoke coming out. you know, and we've got Grand Budapest Hotel tonight, when we're going to have a fully functional hotel reception area with lobby boys, luggage, the work. So it's the little touches, and it's amazing how much you can do for very little money. And it creates a beautiful impression, it creates a buzz.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. What about the technicals? Now, do you have a big screen and good sound?
Yeah, it's a 3.5 metre screen wide and about 2.5 metres tall. So it's pretty much to the from the bottom of the library floor to the top of the library.
Wow, yeah.
So it just fits in. Sound that we had originally was very good, but one of the things that we did earlier this year was applied to Basildon Borough Council, and they gave us a grant for full surround sound. So we now have a really good sound system that works even on films that weren't designed for surround sound. So okay. we did the Blues Brothers a little while ago, and there's a lovely segment in a tunnel where you get this dripping of water and you could hear it in your left ear.
Fantastic. Now, one of my irritations going to mainstream cinemas is the overall cost, and it seems to be skyrocketing at the moment. It's not just the cost of the tickets, it's the refreshments as well, and a family trip to see a film can be very expensive, but that's not the case with Billericay Cine, is it?
No, I mean, one of the things that we wanted to do was to make it as accessible as possible. So obviously, being on the high street, you're saving on your travelling to the nearest multiplex is.
Yep.
But we keep our prices as low as we possibly can. So for the adult shows on a Thursday, it's £5 a ticket. For the family shows on a Sunday, it's £3 a head, or £7.50 for a family of four. So when you compare that to mainstream multiplexes, you can be spending £26-27 for a family. The refreshments that we serve, hopefully we serve them at fairly competitive prices.
Yeah.
So you can have a good evening or a good afternoon's entertainment.
I'm sure they're very competitive compared to the cinemas. You know, it's sort of about £8 for a box of popcorn, I think.
We only charge £1, so that's not bad.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. You mentioned about the screenings. You've got two different sorts of screenings, Thursday evenings and Sunday afternoons. Just go over how they differ for us. Yeah.
Well, the Thursday evenings is primarily for adults.
Yeah.
So it's a very wide range of films. It could be anything from a silver screen classic all the way through to something that's fairly modern.
Yeah.
The Sunday afternoon shows are really about families.
Yeah.
And I guess primarily younger families.
Yeah.
So it's mainly the animated shows, although we did do Cinderella.
Okay.
Which was very popular.
Yeah.
Frozen obviously went down like a bomb. That was very, very popular.
Yeah.
It's younger families and adults.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been myself, but I've seen some photographs of the audience there, and it looks very comfortable and very sort of informal. You've got nice, comfortable looking chairs for the adults and beanbags for the children, haven't
you? Yeah, this was an idea we had right at the very beginning, and we thought that beanbags for the kids to sit on would be a lovely idea so that they could relax on them. We were fortunate. We actually asked the Billericay Rotary whether they would help sponsor us on that, and they did. The beanbags. If it's a really popular film, there's a queue at the door, and people are really rushing to get through to the beanbags first of all.
Great stuff. Now, the cinema's run entirely by a team of dedicated volunteers. Are you on the lookout for more people to get involved at the moment?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the great things, I mean, we've got some fantastic volunteers, and they work really hard, and they really enjoy coming along and helping put the shows together.
Yeah.
So we're always on the lookout for people, and it can be anything from activities that happen on the night. So someone wants to be the projectionist, or work in the refreshment store, teas and coffees, beers, what have you. Or we have front of house people welcoming all of our guests as they come along. Or there's activities that happen well in advance. So where we try and theme a show, we have a creative team that are putting together all the different activities and starting to make things or come up with ideas about how to theme a show. So there's things that happen on the night and things that you can spend time, much more time, over a longer period putting together.
Well, it sounds wonderful, because you're bringing people together as well in the community, aren't you?
Yeah.
How can anyone contact you if they'd like to get involved and become a volunteer?
If they'd like to get involved, you can contact us via email, which is info@billericaycine.com. We're on Facebook, if you just search for Billericay Community Cinema. Twitter, which is @billericaycine. If you're not on any of those, the wonderful people in the library who sell our tickets, I'm sure if you leave a message with them, I'm sure they will pass it on to us.
Sure, lovely. Okay. Now, the news, the big news. Billericay Cine has just won a national award.
Yeah, we have.
Tell us all about that.
Well, we joined a group some time ago called Cinema for All, which is an umbrella organisation for community cinemas and film societies around the UK. And they provide help and support to develop community cinemas. And every year they have awards, and we thought we would give it a go. So we entered in for four. We were shortlisted in two, which was the best new film society for groups that are less than 2 years old, and we were 11 months, I think, at the time, and best marketing and publicity. So we were shortlisted across the whole of the UK for those. And then two of us went up to Sheffield a couple of weekends ago for the awards ceremony, and we actually won the best new society, competing against cinemas from, I think it was Edinburgh and Glasgow, from Nottingham, Guildford, London. So it was a wonderful occasion.
That's absolutely fantastic. And I'm really impressed with your website too. It's a real good looking website. Now, I'm guessing, as you're a retired IT expert, that might have something to do with you. Is that right?
Well, I would love to take the credit for it. I really would. Because I think it does really stand out.
Yeah,
but there are two names I do have to drop. One is a chap called Lee Cocker, who put together the website.
Yeah.
He's the friend of one of the people on our committee. And another chap called Matt Webb, who's responsible for our logo, which I think is also brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'd recommend anyone have a look at that. It's billericycine.com. Okay, so what's coming up for Billericay Cine in the near future?
Well, we've got our Christmas shows coming up. So we've got Arthur Christmas
for
families on Sunday the 11th. And we've got the film with White Christmas in it. Holiday Inn,
oh, yes.
I can't believe I've done a drawn a blank.
Don't worry, no. There's Bing Crosby and
Fred Astaire.
That's it.
It's an absolutely wonderful film.
It is, so, yes. Yeah.
And then next year, we're just about to release all of our new season, which we're quite excited about. We've gradually been getting feedback from lots of people who come along to the cinema and put together a shortlist. And then we had a meeting with our volunteers a few weeks ago, and got them to vote on the ones that they wanted. So we've now got our 2017 series. The adult show is going to be themed around a sort of a cinematic time machine. We're doing six decades of film. So it's going to have everything from The Wizard of Oz in 1939 through Singing in the Rain, Cat in the Hot Tin Roof, To Kill a Mockingbird. So it's going to be a lovely series of films, gradually getting towards the modern day.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Well, actually, I can't come tonight. I'd like to come, but it won't be long before I'll be paying a visit myself.
Oh, no, we'd love to see you.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to come along and experience the whole thing, really. Well, thanks very much, Adam. But just before you go, I just wanted to move on to something else that you've been involved in, happening on Sunday. It's Billericay Christmas Light Switch On, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
Yeah, what's going to happen on the day? The high street's closed,
We're closing the high street. We have to do that because a couple of years ago the event was getting so popular that it was getting towards being dangerous. So we thought, right, we have no choice. We've got to close the high street.
Sure.
So this year it will be closed from fairly early on, but we've got our a stage appearing in the high street, and there will be events happening there from, I think it's about 3 o'clock, if I recall correctly.
I've got, it says it's on between 3 and 4:30
that's
p.m.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be having a whole string of events happening around there, and then at 4:30 we'll be having the actual switch on of the lights. We've got our Citizen of the Year, who I think you might know as Phil.
Oh, I think we know Phil.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
Phil Norton. Yeah, top man. Yeah,
yeah. Yep. We've got him coming along, and we've got new lights this year. We came to the end of a 3-year contract for lights, so this year we've brought some new lights in, and hopefully they'll look really wonderful. I mean, I'm quite excited about seeing the ones that we've got going on the Jim Shields Garden on Western Road and at Sun Corner.
Brilliant. Okay, well, I will be there for that one to see them switch on. Looking forward to that. You've got local school choirs, Dance Steps Academy, and the High Voltage Big Band performing, and Father Christmas will be there along with the town crier, and as you say, the Citizen of the Year, Phil Norton. So it's well worth paying a visit. I might even go and have a Sunday lunch before that somewhere. nice Sunday roast somewhere.
What a good idea.
Yeah, sounds good. Anyway, thank you so much, Adam, for telling us all about that.
That was a pleasure.
If you missed any of that, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website later today. And good luck with everything you're doing, but particularly Billericay Cine, and hope it continues to be a great success.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Adam.